Desai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, loving Sairam, and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. This is the segment Service Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. You are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, and this live broadcast is coming to you from Prashant Hindley Ashram, the abode of highest peace, the spiritual capital of the universe. At the very outset, let us all collectively offer our most humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, the voice and listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony. In this segment, Service Love in Action, as you may be aware if you are a regular listener of this segment, we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. That is, we play conversations with individuals who are touched by Swami's teachings of love all serve, all help, ever hurt, never, and in whatever capacity they can, wherever they are involved in some or the other service activities. Last week in this segment, I had with me Mr. Suresh Rao here at Radio Sai Studio, and he spoke to us on the topic Seva and Sadhana. I hope you all are inspired by it. And today, I'll be playing for you a conversation with Mr. Jagannath Prasad Rao, the state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization for the Indian state of Orissa. And he'll be talking to us about the various service initiatives that the Sai organization of the state Orissa have taken as part of Swami's 90th birthday, which is coming next year in the year 2015. Well, the time right now in our studio is 11:12 a.m. and today is 6th of March, and it's a pleasant day here at Prashant Nilay Ashram. Well, under this section, you can make a difference, in which I talk about people who have made a change in society by their humanitarian work. Last week, I had talked about Florence Nightingale. In fact, since there was not much time, I couldn't finish talking about her. So today, I'll be talking to you again about Florence Nightingale, who was also called as Lady with the Lamp, and who started the nursing profession in the world. Well, nursing profession, as you all will be knowing, is a profession within the healthcare sector focused on the care of individuals, families and communities so that they may attain, maintain or recover optimal health and quality of life. Florence Nightingale was born in the year 1820 on 12th March. Beg your pardon, 12th May 1820. She was a celebrated British social reformer and statistician and the founder of the modern nursing. She came to prominence while serving as a nurse during the Crimean War, where she tended to wounded soldiers. She was known as the Lady with the Lamp after her habit of making rounds at night. In 1860, Nightingale laid the foundation of professional nursing and the foundation of professional nursing with the establishment of a nursing school at St. Thomas Hospital in London. It was the first secular nursing school in the world, now part of King's College London. The Nightingale Pledge taken by new nurses was named in her honor, and the annual International Nurses Day is celebrated around the world on her birthday. Her social reforms include improving healthcare for all sections of British society, improving healthcare and advocating for better hunger relief in India, helping to abolish laws regulating prostitution that were overly harsh to women, and expanding the acceptable forms of female participation in the workforce. So, dear listeners, stay tuned. We'll talk more about life and humanitarian works of Florence Nightingale. But before that, as I said, In this segment today, I'll be playing for you a conversation with Mr. Jagannath Prasad Rao, sir, who is the state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization for the Indian state of Orissa. And in this conversation, he'll be talking to us about the different service initiatives that the Sai organization of Orissa have taken as part of Swami's 90th birthday, which happens to be next year, that is the year 2015. So let's listen to the conversation with Mr. Jagannath Prasad Rao, and in conversation with him is Radio Sai's Vishu Prushti.
Sai Ram, and welcome Mr. Jagannath Prasad Rao to the studios of Radio Sai and to this program, Service in the Name of Sai.
Thank you very much.
The very mention of Odisha always brings to mind one particular episode that Brother Satyajit once narrated. He said that there are two O's, two places starting with the letter O that always drew special affection and special love from Bhagwan. One is, he said, Ooty, because you used to have these tribal people from Ooty. You know, they used to come wearing all white top to toe and with a headscarf. And whenever Swami used to see this group, Swami would definitely sort of go out of his way, and he would like to distribute something to them, go among them and speak to them. There is a long history to that special bond of love between the devotees from Ooty and Bhagwan, and that goes down to many decades. And the other O he mentioned is Orissa. He said, because we don't know the reason, but it was always there, that partly because of the kind of seva that the sevadals and the devotees always rendered in Prashantanilam, especially it is this state which always took up the sanitation seva, which generally was not handled by any other state. So this is one of the most difficult parts of the activities in any function, be it a birthday function or any Dasara function. So you always saw that whenever the group from Orissa was sitting for namaskar, especially in the times when Bhagwan was giving namaskar, path namaskar after the seva scheduled date is over, or at any other time, you always saw that special affection that he had. And of course, the whole Sai movement in Orissa in the recent times has really gone on a new gear, especially after Bhagwan spontaneously declared and built those 1,000 houses. You had initially 700 houses and now another 300 houses were added on. So I think all these things also have helped a lot, and it has only strengthened the faith and the love of the devotees for Bhagwan. And I know as a state president, you are a personal witness to this love of the people, because you keep touring a lot and you also have initiated a lot of initiatives, service initiatives, apart from initiatives in the spiritual and educational wing, all geared towards making Bhagwan's 90th birthday that year a very grand celebration. You want to take the whole movement to absolutely a new dimension. So please share with us the beautiful ideas that have come up and what are the different initiatives that have already started, you've started implementing, and how does it feel? What do you feel about the whole endeavor? What are the different things you have taken up and how is it progressing? Maybe we all can draw inspiration from all the different initiatives that you have spearheaded.
Well, let me at the outset thank Radio Sai for giving me this opportunity to speak about the things happening in Orissa. We are extremely grateful to Bhagwan. We are indebted to him for our whole life, that during his avatarhood he had showered so much of his love and affection on the people of Orissa. And we, for years together, we basked in the sunshine of his grace. And that feeling is still there among the people of Orissa, that special love or devotion to Swami. It is felt in every part of Orissa even today. Now, when after Swami's physical demise, we wanted that the spirit should continue. They should have the same spirit with which they used to adore Bhagwan and do things as per his instructions. For that, we initiated certain programs involving the masses. We wanted to take Bhagwan's name to every nook and corner of Orissa. In fact, in view of the 90th birthday of Bhagwan, we want by the 90th birthday, every inch of soil in Orissa should reverberate with the name of Swami.
Beautiful.
That is how we are planning the things. For this, we have three programs, basically spiritual, but that will be the motivating force for doing service also.
Yes.
These three programs we have, one is this Satakoti Likhitanam Japa. 100 crores of Om Sri Sai Ram Nam will be written by the devotees all over Orissa.
100 crores Likhita Japa.
And this movement has gained strength over the period. And today in every household, everyone in the household, he starts writing the Swami's name.
Whoever comes to the Satsai organization.
Whoever comes to the Satsai organization. And even those who are not in the Satsai organization, we say, you write the name of your Ishta Devata.
Okay. You can write the name of any deity.
Any deity. We don't object to it. Because we want to send Bhagavan's universal message to everyone.
Yes.
And this is picking up like anything.
Mm-hmm.
And Swami's grace is also being felt.
Mm-hmm.
There are several cases where people have witnessed how Swami has blessed the people who are regularly writing Likhita Japa.
Mm-hmm.
These things have happened. Then we have a tradition of Yatra in Orissa.
Yes.
Famous Radha Yatra, you know.
Yes, Radha Yatra is famous.
When the people, not only from Orissa, from all over India and even the world,
yes,
they gather at Puri. So this Yatra tradition is very much there in Orissa. So we have certain Yatras now. One is this Prema Plavan Yatra,
mm-hmm,
where Swami mounted on a chariot, beautiful figure of Swami, almost like the golden chariot, though not of gold.
Okay.
It goes round the villages. It touches the villages. And the moment it enters a village, people feel Swami has come. The tremendous enthusiasm with which they receive the Ratham.
Mm-hmm.
And overnight the Ratham stays in a village. They feel that Swami is today there in our village.
Wow. So when the Ratham is there in the village, they feel Swami is now
Swami
there.
Is there with us.
With us.
So this Ratham goes from village to village.
So it goes to all districts?
All the districts we are planning to cover by 2015.
Wow.
Recently it covered the KBK districts, the most backward districts, Karapur, Koraput, Balangir, Kalahandi.
So it covers the entire district?
It covers the entire district. They have a route chart.
Okay.
They cover villages. Maximum number of villages are covered by it.
Okay.
Here also there are certain instances where Swami has made his presence felt.
Mm-hmm.
Even in a cloudy night,
mm-hmm,
and the dark half of the month, in a cloudy night, people, when they photographed the Radham, in every photograph there was a full moon behind Swami's picture. Such things are happening. This is also creating a wave all over the Orissa.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have another program of Akhanda Jyoti.
Mm-hmm.
In this Akhanda Jyoti, this also is a program for up to 2015. This also covers the whole state. We have provided every district with a Jyoti. Why we prefer Jyoti? Jyoti is again acceptable to all. It is not confined only to Sai devotees. So the Jyoti comes in a procession from one house to another house in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
When the Jyoti goes to a house, the people of that house, all of them receive it as if God has come to their house.
Mm-hmm.
They ceremonially welcome Swami in the form of Jyoti to their house. In the evening, after at night, they do Naivedyam, Swami takes rest. In the morning, there is Suprabhatam, Nagar Sankirtan. After that, there is Puja. And in this Puja also, we have told the devotees, you can yourself offer Puja, don't depend on anyone. If you are not a devotee of Swami also, you can offer Puja to your Ishta Devata. Then you give clothes to one person, Vastradhan,
mm-hmm,
and food to one Narayan.
Wow.
Then in the evening there will be bhajan and satsang. Then the Jyoti will move to another house.
So in whichever house that light, that Jyoti remains, so they lead a very, very spiritual life.
Spiritual life throughout the period.
Throughout the day. Throughout the time that Jyoti is there in the house. And it is accompanied by some seva and by bhajan.
And the 9-point code of conduct is followed.
Followed.
They won't speak ill of others. They won't see the TV. Non-veg food is not allowed. They will speak lovingly with all people. So, these restrictions are also there. So for that period, during which Swami is there in the form of Jyoti, they lead a spiritual life. They have a taste of spirituality. And when the Jyoti moves from that house, all the members of the family, they have tears in their eyes. They feel that Swami is leaving our house and going to another house. And the person from whose house it goes, he escorts Swami up to the next house. And there, the person who receives Swami and the person who has escorted him, both of them embrace each other in a spirit of love. And then the Jyoti moves to the next house.
This is such a beautiful journey. I think as the Jyoti makes its journey from one house to another, each person is making his inner journey to Swami.
Inner journey to Swami. And as a result of it, the Nagar Sangeetan number has increased, the bhajan strength has increased. It's also creating a wave all over Orissa.
Amazing. Now, is it going to the houses of only devotees?
No, it's also universal. Non-devotees also can take. And non-devotees are showing interest more than the devotees.
Is it?
Yes.
So, has it really gone to so many non-devotees?
It has gone to so many non-devotees. We have said that there should not be any feast or anything. Simple prasad you give. And you see that it goes to more and more poor people.
Yes.
To the houses of the poor people. A poor man should not feel that I cannot spend this much. There should not be any expenditure on it, except the expenditure on oil, for the period it stays in his house.
Yes, so a poor man need not
hesitate to take the Jyoti.
Jyoti, because anybody can pray.
Anybody can pray. So, the Prem Plavan Yatra went from village to village.
Yes.
Akhanda Jyoti Yatra is going from
house
to house.
Wow.
So, this is the way we are touching the people. Now, coming to the 90th birthday celebrations that we have. You know, recently this cyclone, October 12th.
Yes.
I must mention about it.
Yeah, please do.
October 12th cyclone.
The Phailin.
It created a sense of fear in the minds of all. Because scientists from America, they predicted that the storm will move at a speed of 300 kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
If it moves at that speed, and it will touch Gopalpur in Ganjam district of Orissa at 6:30 in the evening. And 300 kilometer speed is something which is unheard of.
Yes, unprecedented.
Unprecedented. Had it happened, then even big buildings would have collapsed in Ganjam district in places like Berhampur and other places. On 12th evening, All India President phoned me. He asked me what is the situation there. I said, by newspaper reports, even what we hear from the TV, it will be very much devastating if it really happens.
Yes.
People are in a reign of terror. They are in a sense of terror. Fear.
Fear, yes.
They are in a sense of fear. Then he said, all right, let us all pray God. I will make an announcement after bhajan, appealing to the devotees to pray for the well-being of the people of Orissa.
Yes. And in fact, I remember him making that announcement.
He made
in Cycle
announcement. And the people all over India and even abroad must have prayed for the people of Orissa.
Definitely.
The miracle happened.
Mm-hmm.
Cyclone which would have struck Orissa coast near Gopalpur at 6:30. It was coming with that tremendous speed. Some 20 kilometers away from Gopalpur, it suddenly stopped moving. It became standstill in one place. And not just for a few minutes, for 3 hours.
It didn't move.
It didn't move.
Yeah, we remember reading about it.
It should have struck at 6:30. Up to 9:30 it was standing still there. And over the period, the speed got reduced. And when it struck Gopalpur, it was something like 210 kilometers per...
It reduced by almost one-third.
Almost one-third. Less than what it had happened during the supercyclone.
Oh, less than what it
had happened during the supercyclone. But since it hit exactly at Gopalpur near Berhampur, it did some damage there. Though not at the scale of 300 kilometers.
Yes.
And suddenly it changed its direction also. It should have gone along the coast. Had it gone along the coast, other districts would have also got affected. It went over the land.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly its power got reduced.
Greatly reduced.
Government of Orissa also did a wonderful job by evacuating people.
Yes, that was phenomenal.
That was phenomenal. So there was no loss of life.
I think it's about 11 lakhs. I don't know how many. I remember reading the news.
Achha.
Lakhs of people were evacuated. And a very successful operation.
We have, along that coast, some 9 villages. All the villagers are Sai devotees.
Mm-hmm.
9 villages. In all the 9 villages, everyone is a Sai devotee.
Okay.
And we evacuated around 400 people, brought them to our temple, our prayer hall in Berhampur.
Okay.
And we saw that they are safe. Then what happened after that? There was heavy rains. It continued for about 10 days. And because of the effect of the cyclone, there was no current, there was no electric supply in Berhampur.
Yes.
For more than 1 month.
Yes, I think it took really long time to restore all the connections, especially electrical and water connections.
And there was water scarcity because people who had pump sets in their houses, because there was no electricity, they could not draw water from the bore. One of our devotees there, he deals in generators.
Mm-hmm.
Our Saivadal people went and requested him to give one generator for a few days free of cost, free of rent. He volunteered to give it. They put it on a trolley rickshaw.
Mm-hmm.
They took it around the Berhampur town to each house. And with the generator, they drove the pump and raised water to the tank. In this way, they covered the whole of Berhampur town.
Awesome. I mean, they helped each house
to get their drinking water, which was scarce. Then because of these heavy rains, there was water logging also. And because of the water logging, people were not getting, they were not getting their food for the first through 2 or 3 days. Our boys went and they supplied food. Then they gave candles, matchsticks, and all these things. They did a wonderful job there. In some parts of Puri district also, because of the rain, several villages were submerged in water. And that water was there for more than 1 week. Government of Orissa gave them, each family, each household, 50 kgs of rice.
Mm-hmm.
But because there was water all around, they were not able to cook. How will they cook food? So, our boys took cooked food and distributed to those villages for more than a week, till water got receded and they were able to cook their own food. They had rice, but they were not able to cook. So cooked food was given to them. Satyasai Trust spent more than 5 lakhs to give fodder to the cattle, cow food. Animal food was given to them, because nobody takes care of the cattle in such situations.
When human beings they are in distress, I think no one bothers about the animals.
Nobody bothers about it. So, relief work was extended to all these places much before government reached, and we reached those areas where government could never reach. Our people went and contacted the government officials, "Sir, please tell us which are the villages worst affected, where you are not able to go, who will go?"
Wow.
And they went, they distributed food, and they managed it like almost for 7 days.
Phenomenal. I think it must have been also very challenging for the Sevadals. I sometimes think, I mean, Sevadals also are from that area. They would be having their own problems.
Yes, in one place, the boat in fact capsized.
Oh my God.
In the water. But somehow they were rescued, all the people were rescued. And it was a wonderful job. I had also visited one or two villages. This is the type of relief that we extended during the cyclone and floods, after which there was floods. Then coming to the 90th birthday, earlier we had taken up a project, Prema Sanjeevani.
Okay.
That is blood donation drive all over Orissa. And Satyasai organization for the third consecutive year is second in the state in the matter of blood donation.
Satyasai organization is second in the state of Orissa in terms of contribution of blood donation.
In that 4 months project, we collected 12,000 units of blood. And the interesting thing was that we conducted these camps mostly in villages. So there was an awareness in villages about the need to donate blood and how safe it is to donate blood.
Mm-hmm.
And the atmosphere was spiritual because most of the camps were held inside the prayer hall.
Okay.
People started believing that blood is a naivedya being offered to God.
Wow.
Ladies came in good numbers. For the first time in many of the villages, ladies never ventured to go and donate blood. They came in good numbers to donate blood. And while we tested their blood, it was found that in some cases, they had loss of blood. They were anemic. So, they could not be allowed to donate blood. They started crying.
Oh my God.
We came to donate blood, we claimed to do naivedya to Swami, but we are unfortunate, we are not able to do it. You see the feeling in this.
Yes.
Then we took up another seva, how to motivate them, how to advise them, how to create the greater awareness in them regarding how they will be able to overcome this anemia.
Yes, for their health, improve.
This became a part of our agenda in rural service.
Yes, to improve the general health scenario of the village.
Yes, more than the 12,000 units of blood that we collected, our biggest gain was that we got a platform where youth came in large numbers to participate in this drive.
Mm-hmm. From the villages?
From the villages. So the youth strength of the organization increased. They became ultimately the Sai youth. And today they are contributing to different service activities.
Wonderful.
So this was a platform to attract the youth.
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
A.m. It's a fine day here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. In fact, after the first celebration of the festival Shivaratri, the temperature here at Prashant Nilayam is slowly rising. And also next month onwards, the summer season is approaching. But yesterday, there was a pleasant, small, slight shower here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. So today, the temperatures are very comfortable. It's a perfect picture by the condition here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. You are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And this is Thursday Live. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, hosting the segment Service Love in Action, in which we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. That is, we play you conversations with individuals who are touched by Swami's teachings on love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never, and in whatever capacity they can, wherever they are involved in some or the other service activities. So today, till now, you are listening to a conversation with Mr. Jagannath Prasad Rao, the state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization for the Indian state of West Bengal, Indian state of Orissa. And this conversation is not yet over. We have another 20 minutes of this conversation, and I will be playing for you in a while. And in this conversation, sir is talking to us about the various service initiatives that the Sai organization have taken in the state of Orissa as part of Swami's 90th birthday, which happens to be next year, that is the year 2015. And also in the subsection, that is, you can make a difference, in which I talk about somebody who have made a difference in the society by the humanitarian work. Today I am talking about Florence Nightingale. So as I said, Florence Nightingale was born on 12th May 1820. She was born to a rich, upper-class, well-connected British family at Florence, Italy, and Florence Nightingale was named after the city of her birth. Florence's older sister, Frances Parthenope, had similarly been named after her place of birth, Parthenopolis, a Greek settlement now part of the city of Naples. When Florence was 1 year old, the family moved back to England in 1821. With Nightingale being brought up in the family's homes at Embley and Lea Hurst. Nightingale underwent the first of several experiences that she believed were calls from God in February 1837 while at Embley Park, promoting a strong desire to devote her life to the service of others. In her youth, she was respectful of her family's opposition to her working as a nurse, only announcing her decision to entered the field in 1844. Despite the intense anger and distress of her mother and sister, she rebelled against the expected role for a woman of her status to become a wife and mother. Nightingale worked hard to educate herself in the art and science of nursing. In spite of opposition from her family and the restrictive social code for affluent young English women. Florence Nightingale's most famous contribution came during Crimean War, which became a central focus when reports got back to Britain about the horrific conditions for the wounded. On 21st October 1854, she and the staff of 38 women volunteer nurses that she trained, including her aunt Mai Smith and the 15 Catholic nuns, were sent across the Black Sea from Balaklava in the Crimean, where the main British camp was based. Nightingale arrived early in November 1854 in Istanbul. Her team found that poor care for wounded soldiers was being delivered by overworked medical staff in the face of official indifference. Medicines were in short supply, hygiene was being neglected, and mass infections were common, many of them fatal. There was no equipment to process food for the patients. Nightingale still believed that death rates were due to poor nutrition, lack of supplies, and overworking of the soldiers. After she returned to Britain and began collecting evidence before the Royal Commission of Health of the Army, she came to believe that the most of soldiers at the hospital were killed by poor living conditions. So, after seeing the poor condition, what did Florence Nightingale do? What steps did she take? Well, we'll know about it after a small break, in which you'll be listening to a couple of devotional songs.
Storm and gale.
into Sai. Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, loving Sairams and greetings once again to today's Thursday Live. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai and this is the segment Service Love in Action. And today in this segment I am playing for you a conversation with the State President of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization for the Indian State of Orissa, Mr. Jagannath Prasad Rao. And he is talking to us about the various service initiatives that the Sai Organization for the State of Orissa have taken up as part of Swami's 90th birthday, which happens to be next year, that is the year 2015. And also in the section, You Can Make a Difference, I am talking about Florence Nightingale. So during the Crimean War, Florence Nightingale gained the nickname the Lady with the Lamp from a phrase in a report in the Times. She is a ministering angel without any exaggeration in these hospitals, and as her slender form glides quietly along each corridor, every poor fellow's face softens with gratitude at her sight of her, at the sight of her. When all the medical officers have retired for the night and the silence and darkness have settled down upon those miles of prostrate sick, she may be observed alone with a lamp, with a little lamp in her hand, making her solitary rounds. The phrase was further popularized by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's poem, Santa Philomena. And it goes, Lo, in that house of misery, a lady with a lamp I see pass through the glimmering gloom and flit from room to room. In the Crimea, of 29 November 1855, the Nightingale Fund was established for the training of nurses during a public meeting to recognize Nightingale for work in the war. There was an outpouring of generous donations. Sidney Herbert served as honorary secretary of the fund and the Duke of Cambridge was chairman. Nightingale was considered a pioneer in the concept of medical tourism as well, based on her 1856 letters to the Ottoman Empire. She detailed the health conditions, physical descriptions, dietary information and other vital details of patients whom she directed there. The treatment there was significantly less expensive than in Switzerland. Nightingale had £45,000 at her disposal from the Nightingale Fund to set up the Nightingale Training School at St. Thomas Hospital on 9th July 1860. The first trained Nightingale nurses began to work on 16th May 1865 at the Liverpool Workhouse Infirmary, now called the Florence Nightingale School of Nursing and Midwifery. The school is a part of King's College London. She also campaigned and raised funds for the Royal Buckinghamshire Hospital in Aylesbury near her sister's home. Nightingale wrote Notes on Nursing in the year 1859. It's a book, and the book served as the cornerstone of the curriculum at the Nightingale School and other nursing schools, though it was written specifically for the education of those nursing at home. Nightingale wrote, Everyday sanitary knowledge, or the knowledge of nursing, in other words, of how to put the constitution in such a state as that it will have no disease or that it can recover from disease. It is recognized as the knowledge which everyone ought to have, distinct from medical knowledge, which only a professor can have. Notes on Nursing, the book that she wrote, also sold well to the general reading public and is considered a classic introduction to nursing. Nightingale spent the rest of her life promoting and organizing the nursing profession. Well, the time in our studio is 3 minutes to 12 noon, and we'll talk more about her works in that she did. If time permits, as I've got another file which lasts for 20 minutes, continuation of the conversation with Mr. Jagannath Prasad Rao. So let's, before we move on with Nightingale, let's listen to Mr. Jagannath. Let's continue listening to Mr. Jagannath Prasad Rao, the State President of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization for the Indian State of Orissa, and in conversation with him is Radio Sai Bishu Prashti. Till now he has told us about the various service initiatives, many of the various service initiatives that Sai Organization has taken for Orissa, which includes the Likita Chatakoti Likita Japam, and then the chariot function, chariot festival, and then the Akhanda Jyoti program, the medical camp, there is the Prema Sanjeevini program. So let's listen to few more service activities that they have initiated in the state of Orissa.
This project is preventive healthcare. We will be doing it in 50 villages, 50 SSS VIP villages. And in this preventive healthcare, why we are insisting on this is that Orissa, the malnutrition deaths are highest in India.
Correct.
Children dying within 1 year of their birth, this is also highest in India. So there is a need to make people aware of the necessity to adopt some preventive measures to avoid such untimely death. This project will have four dimensions. First is domestic hygiene. In this domestic hygiene, our lady youth from all over Orissa, they will touch these, every household in these villages, explain to the ladies the need to keep their house clean.
Okay.
The need to keep their house clean. This is a job to be done by the lady youth. Then we have community hygiene program, where with the help and cooperation of the village youth, the villages will be kept clean. The third is preventive measures for specified diseases like diarrhea, malaria, dengue fever, which are quite prevalent.
And which become epidemic. Sometimes.
Which become epidemic. This will be handled by doctors. They will bring awareness among them. The fourth and the most important is spiritual dimension to health. We will teach the village youth Jyoti Dhyanam, Japa, Dhyana,
yes,
Namasmaran, Surya Namaskar, Yogasanas.
Yes.
These will be taught to the village youth.
Amazing.
Then besides this, we want to deliver the message through the children. There will be essay competitions, drawing competitions, elocution competition on these subjects in the schools.
In the village schools.
In the village schools. And the village school children will take up rallies holding placards regarding keeping the surroundings clean, including avoiding defecating in public places, use of latrine.
Yes.
These things will be done. We will find out what is the level of hygiene in a village as on the day of launching the project, and after 1 year we will find out how much things have improved.
Yes, I think some way of scientifically also.
Scientifically we would like to monitor.
Monitor, yes.
Even if there is a 40% improvement in the general hygiene.
Yes.
Both domestic and community. And preventive measures are adopted by the villagers with,
yes,
regard to certain diseases. And there is a greater spiritual awareness of the spiritual dimension of health. Even a 40% result is also, I think, will be great.
Yeah, it will be a great offering.
A remarkable change.
Absolutely. And if we can help many more babies to lead a proper life, a proper healthy life, not become anemic, not live to become 3 years, 4 years old. I think those are the situations we have to avoid.
We have to avoid. This is a project that we are going to launch this state during this state conference, which is going to be held at Damanjodi on March 21st, 22nd,
23rd. This is a state conference.
This is a state conference where we are going to launch this project.
It's so heartening to hear this, because yesterday I was speaking to Dr. Narasimhan, who heads the mobile hospital here. On one occasion, he was showing Bhagwan some of the work that they were doing. This is before he joined the mobile hospital, when they were doing Gram Seva. And he showed Swami how they are building temples in these villages and all that. Swami said, this is okay, but why do you need to build new temples? Swami showed the body. Swami said, this is the temple. The body is the temple. If you help people to maintain their bodies well, if they become healthy persons, that is what is needed. And besides, there are already temples in the villages. You just renovate them and let them sort of, you resurrect the temples which are already there. You need not build new temples.
What happens, new temples are built and old temples are discarded.
So I said, there are already temples. They can be revived. But the most important thing is you build the bodies, build the human beings, build the temple. I mean, as Swami Shah always said, body is the temple of God. So I think that is such a beautiful thing. So and this project is so much in line with that. You really want to help the improving the general health and hygiene for a better health profile of the village. I think that is so much in line with what Bhagwan would want us to do.
So these are the projects which our state is planning to do. And one more project is to make people understand better who was Swami, what was his mission.
Okay.
There is a need for doing that.
Who is Swami, yes.
Who is Swami, what was his work? Why did he come to the world, spent 85 years here? What was his contribution to the mankind?
Yes.
So we thought of having a program in a popular channel, TV channel.
Okay.
That is Pratishudha. This program is a weekly program, once in a week.
It's a serial.
It is a serial. Now we are holding a having a serial. Divyavataran. Here, we want to show Swami's birth, his mission, his work, all these things are to be highlighted. We have already completed 17 episodes.
17 episodes. 17 episodes of the serial Pratishudha or Divyavataran.
Divyavataran serial.
Oh, are they two different serials?
Pratishudha is the total program.
It's a total program.
Total program. Within which, every week we have this serial for 20 minutes.
Okay, so Divyavataran is a serial inside the mega serial Pratishudha.
Pratishudha, it has other things. First thing, we have a 5 minutes darshan and bhajan, Swami's darshan and bhajan.
Okay.
And towards the end, we have another 5 minutes of for showing the activities in different parts of Orissa.
Orissa. So that is how many minutes package?
30 minutes.
So in a 30 minutes package of Pratishudha, you have 5-10 minutes Swami's darshan in the beginning, and in the end you have activities that are happening in Orissa.
The remaining part is Pratishudha serial.
Yeah, remaining part is where you highlight about Swami's birth and Swami's work. So in that portion, Divyavataran also comes.
Divyavataran comes.
So
Divyavataran is just not a narration of the events. Right from Swami's birth, it is not just a narration of events. It speaks of the inner significance of the things.
Yes.
It speaks of the inner significance of the things and the hidden side of it. For example, the last episode we had was about Swami the bhajan singer.
Okay.
Swami the Lord, when he sings bhajan, he doesn't sing like a devotee praying to the Lord. He was more of a bhajan tutor to us.
Exactly.
He taught us how to sing
bhajans. Yes. He sang only so that we learn how
to
sing.
We learned from him.
Yes.
And he brought so much thrill into the bhajan.
Absolutely.
He took the devotees to a crescendo, I will say.
Yes.
Where from they forgot everything. They forgot all the sorrows of life. They were totally
absolutely
immersed in that devotion. And how he used to sing the different names of the Lord. And he never mentioned about his own name.
Correct.
When we sang Sai Bhajan Bina Hari Sukh Shanti Nahi, he used to sing Hari Bhajan Bina Sukh Shanti Nahi.
Yes. I remember on one occasion Swami sang Janaseva Bina.
Janaseva Bina Sukh Shanti Nahi. And how, like a perfect music conductor, when thousands of people were just following his bhajan with tremendous speed, how he used to slow it down.
Yes.
towards the end, he used to slow it down, and everybody in the audience, they just followed him. He was perfect music conductor.
Absolutely.
So these aspects we highlight in our serial. It is not just the narration of events one after another. Because Swami was he had an individual identity.
Yes.
Up to the declaration of avatarhood. Up to declaration, you can have a chronological description of his life. But after that, he became an institution, not an individual.
Yes.
Where you have to highlight the different facets of his glory.
It's like a diamond. You can go on unraveling so many facets. In every sphere of life, every characteristics of what makes a human character, you will find in Bhagwan's life the ideal version of
that. The ideal version of that. In one of our episodes, we quoted one of Aravinda's quotations, Sri Aravinda's quotation. He said, when the avatar is born, he suffers equally with man, or sometimes more than a man, what man suffers. And how Swami in his early childhood, he suffered so much. That was the age where he could not reveal that he is God. Because no father will accept the fact that his son is a God.
Yes.
No elder brother will accept the fact that his younger brother is a God. And a society will not accept him immediately that he is a God. So he was behaving like a human being. And he received so much, he had so much to suffer.
Yes.
So this aspect was highlighted. So this is how this serial is somewhat different from a narrative description of the events one after another.
Wonderful. And so this serial has been going on in which TV channel?
It is going on in Prarthana.
It is very popular TV channel.
And people are nowadays eagerly waiting for Saturday night 10 o'clock.
Wonderful.
To see...
That's really amazing. Totally, you said Divya Avataran, you had 17 episodes. Of Pratisudha, totally how many episodes you
have? Pratisudha will be nearly 30.
Nearly 30 episodes. So it's been, it goes on every week?
It goes on every week.
Every week.
It goes on every week.
Wonderful.
And during these 30 episodes, we had the privilege to have interviews also.
Some interviews.
India President and National Vice President Nimesh Pandya, his wife Kamala Pandya, they had also given interviews. So whenever any such luminaries from the ashram they visit, we take the opportunity to have their interviews.
Yes, wonderful. I think there is so much content. If there is the drive to do, and Swami will guide in a million ways, because you look around and there is so much of content, because there is so many things happening in Orissa, and Swami's life is an ocean. You can take one drop and you can make so many beautiful things.
And I can't say that it's a studio, but we have our own apparatus with which we make.
But I did see a few glimpses of some of these episodes, and I must say that it's absolutely fabulous. It's a great work, and I would actually personally recommend that actually every state in India should take up a project like this, because this Pratisudha is a 30-minute thing where people who are, whether they're devotees or non-devotees, you know, they get a very good idea of who is Bhagavan, because initially they just see him, there is a darshan and all that, and then they know a little bit about him or his work, and in the end they also know about the local
activities.
If it's the state of Orissa, for example, you have been having the seva work that is going on in, say, Bhuvaneshwar or Barampur, etc. So similarly, some other state can take it up, and you know, they just have to replace this part where they have, if it's Tamil Nadu, you have some state seva that is going on in Coimbatore or something like that. So that way people also in the state are aware of what the Sathya organization is doing, and if there is an avenue for them to join, if they want to, they also can participate
and
in this global endeavor.
And this part of it, it is inspiring to our devotees.
Yes, I think the devotees would be very happy to see.
If something good is happening in some part of Orissa, they draw inspiration from it and they want to do it like that. Whenever any program takes place in any samiti or in any...
They are eager now to document it.
They document it and they say that, sir, we have sent it, you please flash it.
Wonderful.
So that inspiration also they get from this activity. 5 minutes of activity, but it gives so much of benefit.
Absolutely. And I think it really helps to the cascading effect of seva.
In the aftermath of Swami's Mahasamadhi also, when people were in a state of shock, we started this channel. And this Divya Avataran, the first 5 episodes, we showed about Shirdi Swami.
Yes.
then we try to say, convince, we try to prove that both the avatars are one and the same.
Yes.
So, there is no difference between Shirdi Sai Baba and Sathya Sai Baba, they are one and the same.
Yes.
And some of the Shirdi Sai devotees who do not accept Sathya Sai, they were eagerly watching this serial.
Okay.
To know what is the connection between these two, how Sathya Sai devotees feel about Shirdi Sai. So, some of them remarked that we never heard these things, that there is such a connection between the two avatars.
Beautiful. I think there are so many initiatives. On the ground, there are many initiatives happening, you know, from the Prema Plavan Yatra to this Jyoti Yatra. And those are happening at different levels at the ground. And then there is Seva happening to improve the health of the...
Seva and the villages. National projects that we have taken up now, the three projects. One is disaster management.
Yes.
Another is providing employment to the rural youth.
Okay.
Third is this nutrition program.
Okay.
That centrally we have taken up. I feel that they are most needed in our state.
Absolutely.
All the three of it. Disaster management, you find that Odisha is very much exposed to disasters.
I think every almost year
every,
or...
Almost every year.
Every year you either have a flood or...
So disaster management, we have now a state team.
Okay.
We have a state team. Then we are planning to have, every district will have a disaster management team. Then we have identified 20 of the housing project villages.
Okay.
Where the village youth will be given disaster management training.
Training.
This is what we are planning to do for disaster management. So far as employment to the rural youth are concerned, in the first phase of it, we have identified, Orissa happens to be the convener of it, we have identified 5 states now where this program will be launched from Ugadi. That is Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Kerala and Odisha. So every state will have at least one skill school.
Mm-hmm.
And every rural youth will have to choose at least 2 skills, multi-skill training. And All India President says that there should not be any migration of labor from the villages to the town. Anybody who gets this training, if he knows 2 or more skills, he can fulfill the need of a village or a cluster of villages.
Yes.
So, we have now identified 5 skills. Mason, carpenter, plumber, then two-wheel repairing, pump set repairing, electrical mechanic. Each state will have 1 school each, at least. In Orissa, we are going to have 1 skill school.
So, it will be a vocational school. Training school.
Vocational training school. In Orissa, we are going to start it in Bhuvaneshwar.
Okay.
And here also, we are taking up more our housing project villages.
Okay.
The youth of those villages, they will be trained in any 2 of these 5 skills. Any 2 or more of these 5 skills. The faculty will be the retired people from industrial training institutes.
Okay.
Maybe preferably devotees. And we will tag these people to one who is already in the trade. Suppose a mason, we will request him, you train up our boy.
Yes.
You will get a free labor and he will learn from you.
Correct.
And in Orissa we are making it residential. They will be given food, free food.
Oh, so they come to Bhuvaneshwar, they get training and they stay.
They stay and for 6 months they will be
given. 6 months they get the training. Wonderful. So go back to the society as a productive citizen.
And the third is the nutrition program. Nutrition program, we had already this program as Sai Premadhara, where we used to give Sai protein and all that. More than that, now government is giving them everything. Monetary incentive and other things government is providing. Our object is to give them love, because it is Premadhara.
Yes.
What we are telling our Mahila Vivag is that, you go to the pregnant woman, talk to her. Talk to her. Talk to her with love. Once you win her heart, she will tell you her problems to you.
Correct.
See to what extent you can solve their problem.
Yes.
This program is moving on, and wherever there is protein deficiency, either in the mother or in the child, we are giving Sai protein. This program was there, a flagship program, which has now been taken up at a national level. So these activities are also there.
Wonderful, sir. So everything is centered around, as you mentioned, around love.
Around love.
Around love, because Sai protein is one thing, but what they need is Sai prema.
Sai prema, that is more important.
That is more important. Mm. And this state, as you mentioned in the beginning, which is suffused with Sai prema, because you saw Bhagwan, how he has showered, and now that love is going to every home, is going to every heart, in so many ways, through so many different projects and initiatives. It's really wonderful, sir. Thank you so much for coming to the studios and sharing. And before we end, is there anything that you would like to say as we close this episode? I know you can go on talking about so many wonderful things, but for this episode of Service in the Name of Sai, and with reference to the seva that is going on now in Prashant Nilayam, now this is the month where you have sevadals who have come from Orissa and serving, is there anything that you would like to say before we seek Bhagwan's permission and close?
For Sat Chit Sai organization, its real identity is its seva.
Exactly.
There are many spiritual organizations in India and abroad. But the way we look at seva, which Swami taught us, is completely different from what other organizations do, or some of them also don't do any service activity. So in Orissa, people know that when it comes to service, there is no other organization to match Sat Chit Sai organization. Two things for which Orissa, people of Orissa, whether they are Sai devotees or they are not Sai devotees, they appreciate our organization for two things. First is the spirit of service, and the second is discipline. They say there is no other disciplined organization like Sat Chit Sai organization. The spirit of service, Swami has put it on us. Every Sai devotee has an urge in him to do seva. And he wants to do it also collectively, not alone sitting at home. So when he thinks of doing it collectively, he comes to the organization. But the urge to do something good, Swami has put it in our hearts, in our minds. When 10 samiti members decide sit on a meeting, what do they discuss? How can we improve our Narayan Seva? How can we improve our medical camps? How can we do our SSS VIP program? So everything is centered around service.
Yes.
So as long as we devote ourselves to selfless service as Swami did throughout his life, we can be the worthy inheritors of the legacy of Swami.
Wonderful, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you a lot.
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Sairam, dear listeners, once again, greetings and a loving Sairam. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and this is the segment Service, Love in Action. And today in this segment, you heard a conversation with the state president of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization for the Indian state Orissa, Mr. Jagannath Prasad Rao. And in his conversation with Bishop Prishti, he told us about the many service initiatives that the Sai organization has taken for the state of Orissa as part of Swami's 90th birthday, which happens to be next year, that is 2015. Just to brief of the different activities that he said, the first activity is the Shatakoti Likita Japam. That is, in this, they have planned to write Swami's name, that is Om Shri Sai Ram, for 100 crores time before Swami's 90th birthday. Then he spoke about the chariot festival program. That is, they have decorated a chariot with Swami's picture in it, and this chariot goes from village to village. It stays in a village overnight, and that time the villagers consider as if Swami himself has entered their village. And this chariot should, they are planned to take from village to village and cover all villages of Orissa by Swami's 90th birthday. And then the next program is the Akhanda Jyoti program, and this program is from house to house. So in each district of Orissa, there will be an Akhanda Jyoti, and this Akhanda Jyoti will be taken from house to house in a procession every day, and the Jyoti will stay in a house overnight, and when the Jyoti is in one house, that time the people in the house will think as if Swami himself is there in the house. So they will lead a very spiritual life, at least on that day. And next day when the Jyoti moves from their house to next house, on that day they are supposed to do some Narayan Seva. So this is the earlier program, that is chariot program, was from village to village, and this Akhanda Jyoti program is from house to house. And then sir spoke to us about the blood donation camp that is called Prema Sanjeevani, and after that the Parthi Sudha weekly TV program, in which they have got a TV program which is about half an hour, and they telecast some videos on Swami every week. Then he spoke to us about the disaster management training program, where people in every district of Orissa are trained how to manage a disaster when it strikes. Disasters like flood, earthquake, tsunami, etc., etc. Finally, he spoke about the employment, providing employment to village youth program through skill schools. That is, they have got a skill school in Bhubaneswar, and they bring villagers to the skill school, and it's a residential school, and the training program is for 6 months, and they train the villagers on the skills like masonry, carpentry, plumbing, electric, and pump set repairing. And finally, he spoke about the Sai Premadhara program, which is educating people about health and hygiene, and also giving them the Sai protein. So, dear listeners, your feedback and comments on this conversation are very important to us. Please mail them to listener@radiosai.org. And today I also spoke about Florence Nightingale under the section You Can Make a Difference, in which every week I speak about some great personality who have made a difference to society by their humanitarian work. In fact, today I didn't finish talking about Florence Nightingale, as time doesn't permit. It's already 12:25. I will continue speaking about Florence Nightingale next week. So, placing this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet, I take your leave. Meet you next week again, and Prem and Arvind are already here, so they'll be hosting the next segment of today's Thursday Life, that is Afternoon Satsang. Jai Sai Ram.
It was such a great feeling when Sai looked at me with inquisitive eyes. It was the first time he had seen his own mother. It was like my son had been born again.
We could not believe our ears when we learned that in Baba's hospital, even complex surgeries are done absolutely free of cost.
I have no words to express my gratitude for what they've done.
Yes, I had always believed in God, but you all know that was the God whom I had never seen. After coming here, I now believe in a God whom I have not only seen, but also experienced.
Medical Marvels of Love is our weekly radio series, in which we bring you patient profiles from India's top-of-the-line super speciality hospitals, often referred to as modern temples of healing. The Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, located at Whitefield, Bangalore, and Prashantigram in Puttaparthi. You can listen to this on Asia Stream of Radio Sai every Sunday at 8 p.m. To know about the timings of this weekly series, Medical Marvels of Love on other streams of Radio Sai, please go to the schedule page of our website radiosai.org. You can also download and listen to this at your leisure by visiting the link radiosai.org/medical. Thank you and happy listening. Sai Ram.
Prince of Peace. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Make me an instrument of peace. Make me an instrument of peace. Make me an instrument of peace. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. So pardon, where there is doubt, let me so faith, where there is sadness, let me so joy, where there's despair, let me so hope. Make me an instrument of peace, make me an instrument of peace, make me an instrument of peace. Alleluia. Giving that we are pardoned. Let me so love and see the peace. Let me so love and be with thee.